Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. I have a conviction. Spiritual growth is about what we do every single day, not just on Sundays at church. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today's episode is number 500, and we are talking about the call to follow Jesus. Growing up, I was one of 6 children in our family. I don't know how my mom did it, but I remember her taking all of us with her to the store. It seems impossible, doesn't it, to keep up with that many children? Looking back, I know we kids gave her a hard time. We would run all over the store and sometimes even get in trouble with the employees. I remember my mom saying, "Kids, just stay with me." Not only was she trying to corral us rambunctious kids, and not only was she trying to get her shopping done, she was also trying to teach us about appropriate behavior. Even a trip to the grocery store was an opportunity to help mold us into responsible people. I think back to the New Testament story of Jesus' call to his disciples. To each of the 12, Jesus personally called them with the invitation, "Follow me." Like my mother saying to us kids, "Just stay with me," Jesus invites these 12 young men to simply be with him. Jesus' job was to lead. The disciples' job was to follow. Jesus would preach, teach, heal, deliver, bless, pray, and perform miracles. The disciples were to follow, to watch, and to observe. But something happened in them over these 3 years with Jesus. As they followed, they believed, they learned, they grew, and they were changed. Following Jesus prepared them for their purpose. They were only able to fulfill their calling because they had followed Jesus. The same call to follow Jesus has been given to you and me. We are not just called to salvation. We are called to live the life of a disciple, a follower of Christ. In this following, we learn and grow and are changed. In the following, we too are able to fulfill our purpose. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 12, verse 26. "If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servants be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Jesus tells us that if our desire is to serve God, we must follow him. What happens when we follow? Well, we relinquish control of the direction. We allow the other person to set the course and direction. Following is an act of surrender. We yield the leadership to another. We submit to their leadership. We simply follow. So let me ask you, will you follow Jesus? Will you relinquish the control of your life to God? Will you allow him to set the course and direction of your life? Will you surrender to him? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, we see how serious Jesus' call is that we would follow him. He says, "And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Sometimes I hear the question, can a person be a Christian and not a disciple? Isn't discipleship just for those who want to get really serious about the Christian life? I mean, it's not required for everyone, though, is it? But let's remember Jesus' great commission. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Jesus did not instruct his followers to go and make Christians. He commanded them to make disciples. So no, a person cannot be a Christian and not be a disciple. True faith not only brings us forgiveness of sins, but also a relationship with God. The growth of this relationship is discipleship. It is the call to follow Jesus. True faith leads to following. The original 12 disciples didn't just believe in Jesus, meaning they didn't just have a mental agreement that he was the Messiah. No, they believed so much that they followed him. Their faith changed their lives, and so it does today. And here's today's challenge. Can you hear the call of the Savior to follow? I believe many listening today are sensing God leading them into a deeper faith and a closer relationship with him. Let's be like the 12 disciples of Jesus. Let's decide to follow. Let's follow his teaching and his way of living. Let's be like Jesus. Hey, thanks again for joining us for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. And also, please leave a review of the show. It's not that hard, and I would be so grateful. You can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.